In our next segment, we talk chocolate. Gunnars Valkers is the owner and CEO of Maui Kuia Estate, which makes premier chocolate on the Valley Isle. Valkers is a scientist and made his fortune in the biotech industry. The company opened its Lahaina factory in October and started selling chocolate on its website, MauiChocolate.com, in November. Now, the company has been partnering with local restaurants and hotels, and through them, he hopes to reach 1 million people this year. He spoke with producer Jason Ubai about how the company got started.
The original concept came from my desire to start growing cacao, which I started in 2013, and I was doing that mainly as a hobby. That hobby started to get serious when I leased 50 acres of land from Kamehameha Schools and started a cacao farm. We have 20 acres now fully planted, and we intend to plant 50 acres and perhaps even 60, but that will take 10 years to mature. So it's a long-term project to bring the Maui chocolate to fruition. And so in order to get the company off the ground, we decided to import some of the best beans in the world from a single-family estate in Ecuador. And my VP of operations, who was the one that originally got me interested in cacao, his name is Daniel O'Doherty. He's been working with this Ecuadorian farm for about 10 years. And he specified to them how they should ferment. Fermentation is actually a process that happens on the farm in order to make fine cocoa beans. And if you don't do it right, you'll never have fine cocoa beans that can be made into great chocolate. So he's an expert in that field. He actually consults with farms around the world to teach them how to do that better. And so he has been involved with that farm for about 10 years now. And as a result of that, he controls the quality of that single estate. And we are able to access those beans. So we have one of the best sources in the world, and that was actually recently recognized at the most prestigious chocolate show in the world. The Salon du Chocolat in Paris in October gave this single family estate a Cocoa of Excellence Award. Wow. So that's really sort of the highest award you can get as a farmer in the cacao business. So the plan is ultimately, we're probably at 7% locally sourced from our own farm in Maui right now. And over time, because we're the only large factory in Hawaii, that we expect other growers in Hawaii to come to us and say, hey, would you like to process my cacao? And they may either sell it to us directly, or we'll do some sort of a contract deal where they get some production and we get to produce under our own label. Okay. So I expect over time that we'll be having other sources of Hawaii-grown chocolate or cacao available to us, and there are several that we're already in talks with.
Okay.
And over time, that you know, the amount of the Ecuadorian bean will be reduced, but it is one of the best beans in the world. So yeah. I have a feeling that some of our wholesale customers will not want to give it up, because they'll get used to the quality and in their own products and offerings.
Okay.
One thing I didn't want to do, because I'm 67 years old, I didn't want to spend another 20 years building a startup from garage shop to, you know, where I want it to be.
Yeah.
I did that once. I know it takes 20 years. So in order to avoid that, and I had the resources in order to build a factory at scale. So like I said, the factory is the largest chocolate factory in Hawaii. We're capable of producing 176,000 pounds of chocolate a year. And right now, we're producing at the rate of 55,000 pounds of chocolate per year. So that's about 30% of our capacity. And we expect, as our business grows, to continue to add people and add capacity up to our maximum limit. But in order to take full advantage of the size of that factory, we had to bring in other sources of cacao, because our Maui farm simply wasn't, there wasn't enough cacao for us to justify such a large factory.
Right. Okay. Well, can you tell me about the chocolate? I think it sounds so interesting now. I want to know more about the product.
Okay. The product we have two main product lines. One is the 65% dark chocolate. The other one is a 60% dark milk chocolate. And so we have actually got two separate production lines in the factory, because you may know that milk is a food allergen, and some people are react very violently to it, you know, with a histamine response. So in order to label these things properly, you know, we keep the milk chocolate very separate. The machinery that's used to manufacture that does not ever touch dark chocolate and vice versa. So we do not have to label our dark chocolate with a label saying it may contain milk, because it doesn't. And consequently, that's reassures people who are wanting to eat dark chocolate, who have milk allergies, that it's safe to eat.
Okay.
The second reason for that is that our dark chocolate is entirely vegan, you know, because we don't process milk in that machinery. We can verify and certify that chocolate is vegan. In order to diversify our product offering and our product line, when I was first talking to some of the wholesale customers, you know, they were interested in assortments. Well, you can't really have much of an assortment if all you make is dark chocolate, right? I mean, you have dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So in order to diversify that, I decided to start researching different flavors and additives. And by flavoring chocolate, I don't mean to add something that overwhelms the chocolate. It complements the chocolate. So in order to achieve that, I went through, I think, 20 or 30 essential oils and a number of other powdered flavorings in order to come up with what we have offering today. One of those actually is not even a flavoring. It's Maui coffee. So we grind in Maui coffee. In fact, it's the finest bean made by the Maui-grown coffee company in Kaanapali. It's called Maui Mocha, and it's $35 a pound. We grind that into the chocolate directly when we're grinding the cocoa mass, and it's ground in at 2% by weight, and it imparts a really fine coffee flavor to the chocolate, but complementary to the chocolate, not overwhelming. Neither one is like dominating the flavor. It's really just beautiful combination. And then I have the essential oils. So I've chosen three essential oils from the 20 or 30 that I evaluated. One is blood orange, one is lemongrass, and the third is peppermint.
Another aspect I want to ask you about of your business is your 100% of your profits are going to be donated to nonprofits?
Yes. So my biggest motivation in actually starting this business is this aspect of it, our mission. So when I started cacao farming, it was a hobby for me. I soon realized around 2016 that it was a losing proposition to farm cacao, that I would be forever dumping money into it and never recovering what I invested. And that wasn't so important to me, but I said, well, if I'm spending all this time, you know, shouldn't I be doing something that is worthwhile? And so rather than just treat it as a personal hobby, I decided to create a business out of it. And with that decision came the decision of, well, what do I do with the money? I happen to have made quite a bit of money in medical diagnostics in San Diego. We sold a company in 2007. And quite frankly, I didn't need to work again the rest of my life. But I got into this cacao farming hobby and then decided it had to be a business. And then I had to decide what to do with the money. Well, since I don't need the money, my wife and I decided to give 100% of the net profit back to the community. Now, we had already been philanthropists in the Maui community because we have a foundation. Our family foundation is called Makana Aloha Foundation. You can look it up at makanaalohafoundation.org. And for 11 years now, we've been giving back to the Maui community about $250,000 a year. I wanted to do something more. So this business in principle can generate millions of dollars a year in net profit when it's fully underway and at capacity. So I want to get to that point and be able to give back much more to the community than we could ever do through our foundation.
That was Gunnar Valkiers, owner and CEO of Maui Kuʻila Estate. You can find out how to get his chocolate at hawaiipublicradio.org.